Time for Joe Smith on a Friday morning. Joe checks in with us live at 7:45 and 8:45 every Friday. But this Friday, for multiple reasons, is not like most Fridays. We remember those who gave the ultimate sacrifice on this morning 14 years ago on 9/11. And Joe, a big Friday, the 50th meeting of North versus South. Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, Glass, and we all remember what happened on that dark day, that's for sure. And it was very well done, by the way, how we opened up things this morning, and only fitting and right to do so.
And
how you doing, Chuck?
Doing all right, Joseph. Yep, doing well here as we get ready for a busy weekend.
Yeah.
And, boy, plenty on tap for this evening with North and South and Edgewood and Owen Valley.
How many folks can they get into the old South Side down there, Joe?
Oh, I would say 3,800 probably, a little bit more.
Everybody scooch a little tighter tonight.
Yeah,
and we'll,
yeah.
And we'll
they
do
all
it.
Line the fences as well. It's hard hard to gauge. I've seen 5,000 in there before, plus, you know.
Three deep on the fence, maybe a Rex Grossman year, one of those big teams. So we've seen a lot in 50 meetings. South has had the upper hand, and South is ranked number two in Class 5A. And North comes in with a 1-2 record, Joe. But as we know in this city rivalry, throw those records out, and it's a big game for everybody involved.
Well, week number four indeed brings us to rival night on the high school gridiron as second-ranked South looks to stay unbeaten, hosting those North Cougs, 6:30 Chalk Talk with coaches Moriarty and Bless. John Callahan joins me in the booth for the kickoff at 7 o'clock from Huff Memorial. Cougs can ill afford any deja vu from a week ago when Columbus North jumped in front in the opening quarter 21-0. The score at the end of the first quarter last year as Bloomington South commanded things early and led 31-0 at half, ending North's four-game winning streak in this series. South hasn't been scored on in the second half of games this year. They averaged 31 points with quick opening halves of games. They've outscored opponents 63-21 the first 24 minutes. And this is where the Cougars have struggled, especially in first quarters of games where they've been outscored 42-0. So obviously, we'll be watching how the first 12 minutes unfold tonight. Couple of sophomore signal callers in their first North-South game settling in, Gavin Yeske and Trey Wilson. Yeske hasn't thrown a pick since the season opener, and South hasn't lost a fumble the entire year. Wilson has thrown four interceptions and will be, well, facing a cat-quick defense, a veteran secondary, and a linebacking core for South that has been relentless. Cougar Cam Morgan comes in off his best game of the year, 141 yards last week. North's offensive line gets tested big time up front as the Cougs try to balk control and keep Wilson safe tonight. Sophomore Christian Paycheck has, averaged nearly 6 yards a tote. He has scored four times. Marquise Holt is back healthy for the purple and white. And John Earl Rochelle and Manns, he wears purple, not maroon and gold tonight, trying to pad his 17 yards per catch, 2-touchdown season today. Meanwhile, black and blue trophy game, a couple of WIC unbeatens at Owen Valley. Patriot Field tonight at 7, Jerry Bland's Mustangs. Both teams off to 1-0 starts in the East Division. Series tied here, black and blue-wise, at 10, as Edgewood ended the Patriots' two-year run a year ago, 25-8 in Ellettsville. Edgewood leads the overall series 28-14 down through the years. Patriots coming in off of a great come-from-behind win. They got down 19-0 to North Putnam last week on the road, came back and won. Mustangs smothered Cloverdale, opening holes and allowing Ian Coldren, Alex Scott, and quarterback Nick Mobley to do their thing, and that's run the football. Mobley has yet to throw a touchdown, but has found the end zone four times. Edgewood has the plaque. They tend to keep it and stay atop the East Division with a road win tonight in Spencer. How about those Eastern T-Birds flying high at 3-0. They play at Mitchell tonight. The headline game in the state has 4th-ranked Class A Linton playing at number 1 and defending state champion Class A North Vermilion tonight. Battle of unbeatens there. And Brown County will play at North Putnam. Bob Lovell, Indiana Sports Talk. After our game around 10 o'clock tonight, all of the scores and highlights from Week 4 on the high school beat. Elsewhere on a busy Thursday night, Ken Heidinger's 11th-ranked North Tennis Cougs handed 18th-rated South his first loss of the season, and it was convincing, 4-1 the final. Scott Bodie, one at number two, Paul Zubé at three, and Zach Wisen, Jory Schaup teamed at one doubles, and Gus Delacqua and Christian Gettelfinger wrapped things up with a straight setter at number two doubles. Will Pekarski scored Joe Yachtman's low point at number one singles, a straight set win over Mac Rogers. North is now 10-1. Both city teams will be competing this weekend in the Jasper Invitational. Weather permitting, they'll start later tonight down in DuBois County. Brown County, by the way, shut out Edgewood 5-0. How about young freshman Anna Abraham acing that sixth hole out in the Pines yesterday at DuCage, but the Cougars lost to Center Grove by 10 shots. Older sis Kalina and Lauren Lewis, co-team medalists for Brian Muehlhaus's crew with 42s. The City Boys soccer teams remain unbeaten in Conference Indiana, beating the Terre Haute High Schools last night. South 7-0-1, shout out Terre Haute South 4-0. D.O. Moore had a couple of goals. Ryan Yon in goal for the shutout for Kevin Sparks' crew. Michael Buck earned the shutout for the Cougs, beating Terre Haute North. Galen Cassidy's crew beat them 2-0. North's 7-3-1 on the year. Amber Vakrumba had the hat trick. Edgewood rolled over Owen Valley 8-0. Edgewood girls are 2-0-1 in the WIC. Mike Hawkins also got a nice effort from Emily Jones in goal, her second shutout of the week. And on the volleyball hardwood, South 1-4 over Bloomfield for its 11th win. Owen Valley beat Edgewood in 5. Ophie's first win in this matchup on the volleyball hardwood with Edgewood in 7 years. Again, Chalk Talk tonight, 6:30, 50th meeting, North-South kickoff at 7 o'clock at Fred Huff Memorial Field right here on the airwaves.
Patriots beat the Steelers last night 28-21 to lift the lid on the 2015 NFL season. Western Kentucky defeated Louisiana Tech 41-38. That'll be Indiana's opponent, Joe, not this Saturday, but next.
Yeah, they played, what, two Thursdays in a row?
Yeah, they sure have.
Yep, and Florida International played last Thursday, so everybody's going to get 9 days to prepare for the Hoosiers. Well, that's interesting in itself. Pirates fell to the Brewers last night. Redlegs on the radio, not last night.
About that juggernaut, huh?
11-0, sweeping up, beating up the Cardinals. Cardinals had a tough week. They lost to the Cubs 9-0 earlier in the week, and now here.
Yeah.
Tough.
Kings of the Ohio coming around.
Put the Kings back in front of the Ohio here.
Todd Frazier's first home run since the All-Star Home Run Derby contest, interestingly enough. Joe, great stuff as always. We're going to get caught up at 8:45. We'll get the IU beat freshened up, take a look at pro football. Don't forget Colts and Bills noon on Sunday as we open our coverage of Colts football. And plenty to do, so we'll get with you then.
I'll be here officially on the Big Ten Network under the lights tomorrow night. The Hoosiers with over 300 yards passing and 200 yards rushing for a fifth time in the same game, hanging on to, well, beat SIU under Kevin Wilson last week. That was the good news. New faces as well emerging offensively. What, Ricky Jones at wide receiver, Jordan Howard in the backfield, Nate Sudfeld, no sacks, no turnovers for the Hoosiers in the opener. But the storyline will be defense Saturday night, really for both ball clubs. Indiana surrendered 659 yards against SIU. Florida International, looking at the other side of the scale, they were stingy, only 295 at Central Florida, and it's come from behind road win to get 2015 rolling. Only 46 yards, by the way, rushing in that ball game. The Panthers front and their linebackers, they love to attack, get after the quarterback. So the Hoosier offensive line, the strong point of this football club, has to certainly protect number 7 tomorrow night. Third down conversions hovered around 39% last week. That has to improve. Defensive end Nick Mangieri and linebacker Marcus Oliver had career best in tackles. Oliver forcing a couple of fumbles, but the Hoosier secondary was torched for 411 yards last week. That's got to improve. This will be the first ever meeting with the Panthers from Conference USA. Meanwhile, Sherry Dunbar Cruzan's volleyballers, they're 4-2, having early season success. They open up the IU Invitational later tonight against Virginia Tech, who's ranked among the top 25. They play them at 7 tonight, Bowling Green at noon tomorrow, and Northern Arizona at 7 o'clock at UGym on Saturday night. Also home for a first time this season, Amanda Janney's Field Hockey Hoosiers. They take on Miami of Ohio. These two got together in an exhibition match back in August. Indiana won it on penalties. 3-2. That is their record right now, and oddly enough, Miami comes in with a record of 3-2. Amy Burberry's Indiana women's soccer Hoosiers are 3-2-1. They have a tough one tonight up in South Bend at Notre Dame, who's 13th ranked and unbeaten through six matches. The Hoosier women are home to Ball State. Note the start time, 5:30 on Sunday night on the Yeagley pitch at Armstrong Stadium. Mentioning soccer, Todd Yeagley, 16th ranked Hoosiers, will open up the Big Ten this weekend. Yeah, it's a ride for the men at Penn State Sunday afternoon at 1. Also opening up for 2015 this fall, the men's and women's golf Hoosiers, Mike Mayer's fellows, they play that tough Sugar Grove, Illinois course, the Northern Intercollegiate this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, and Clint Wallman's ladies, they're playing down in Charleston, South Carolina in the Cougar Classic. They'll start opening round play Sunday and extend that through Monday. So we look at high school football in North-South for a 50th time later tonight. Chalk Talk and both coaches, Mo Moriarty and Scott Bless at 6:30. John Callahan joins me for the kick at 7 o'clock tonight. Edgewood, of course, wants to hang on to that black and blue trophy that they wrestled away from Owen Valley last year. They play the unbeaten Patriots tonight at Patriot Field at 7 o'clock. Elsewhere, Linton, who's fourth ranked in Class A, they tackle the top-ranked team in Class A, North Vermilion, who won the state championship a year ago. Linton playing on the road at North Vermilion. Eastern's having a great start to 2015. They're 3-0. They play at Mitchell. Looking at Saturday's schedule on the high school beat, of note, North-South and Edgewood all compete in the Brown County Eagle Classic and Cross Country, and the two city golf teams compete at the Franklin Central Invitational at Smock Course on Saturday. Again, kickoff for the Hoosiers, 8:12 on Saturday night on the Big Ten Network, and on the airwave, 6:30 Chalk Talk, North and South, kickoff at 7 from Huff Memorial.
And 50 meetings, Joe, as you mentioned, that's some pretty important history. South's off to the better start this year. Throw the records out. We'll see if the teams, well, it should be a good one tonight. It's always a good one tonight. Two young quarterbacks, that makes it a little the intrigue grow a little bit. And we'll be excited to hear it after the game. Bob Lovell, Indiana Sports Talk, and all the scores from around the state as well. We started our NFL coverage last night, pregame at 7:45 with the Steelers and the Patriots. As Julie was mentioning, Tom Brady, four touchdown passes. Rob Gronkowski caught three of them. Julie's got a very nice lead in her fantasy week, having both of those.
You took Gronkowski this year?
And Tom Brady.
Oh, I did. Sold my soul, and it paid off.
You did. I hope you win something
for
that.
There you go.
Pittsburgh falls 28-21. Steelers, though, Joe, bet up to 8.5-point favorites there. So the Steeler fans that waited late snuck one out in a different way. That's right. Reds are on the radio tomorrow. They take on St. Louis, 1 o'clock. They beat the Cardinals last night 11-0, so that makes Cub fans happy. The Cubbies were rained out in a doubleheader in Philly. They'll go two today. Oh, I'm sorry, rained out yesterday. Doubleheader today. The Pirates can't beat any of the bad teams in the National League Central, Joe. That's gonna hurt them in the end here. The Cubbies might, it's getting close.
Could have knocked it down last night, and they got beat at home by the Brewers.
The 62-78
really,
Brewers.
Really, really struggling for some reason, but we'll see how that all unfolds. Cubs are 7 out to start the week in. So, it's still,
So everybody,
St. Louis is
everybody
in
cheering
a slump
for the Reds.
Yeah, Cardinals in a slump right now.
They are. Their ERA was awful in September, or is awful in September, 28th, and that's not been the case. They've been lights out all year long. You just wonder how long that's going to last. You can't
Those pesky Reds.
You can't go 6 months of that, though.
Spoiler.
Yeah, Todd Frazier homers, Brandon Phillips homers. Bats got hot, so that's the good news there. Western Kentucky beats Louisiana Tech last night, 41-38. Why is that important? Well, that's Indiana's opponent a week from Saturday, 4 o'clock at Memorial Stadium. They played on a Thursday night, just like Florida International did last week, Joe. That's a scheduling little trinket there that gives them extra preparation time, shorter turnaround from last week, but they don't care going to the big games on that. So we'll hopefully the weather stays calm for us tonight, and hopefully it stays calm for you tonight and tomorrow night as well.
Well, too, and we want to pass along a belated congratulations, birthday number 80 for Scott Greer. I know he watched his former team. He coached at Bloomington South, but he was the longtime men's varsity, the men's tennis coach at Indiana for years. He's had a lot to do with the impact of the game. He's turned 80. I hope I could live to be 80 and look like he does. He's fit as a fiddle. But
did you watch his
Panthers lose to a very good Bloomington North team last night, 4-1. But happy birthday, Scott, belatedly.
You said tennis, so that means we better sneak in the Lynn Loring tennis report. Washed out yesterday at the U.S. Open. This morning, the women's semis go at 11 a.m. That'll be the first of two. Then the men's semis go this evening starting at 5 o'clock. Everything is on ESPN, so you can check that out. So if you're wondering why I didn't give you any tennis scores, got washed out yesterday.
I got you.
Smitty, great job. Have a busy weekend, and we'll get caught up on a busy Monday morning after all of this.
We'll see you on the big screen Saturday night.
More donuts.